Shalom to all. Today's daf is Kilayim Daf Ayin Ches. So we are starting near the top with a brand new halacha, halacha beis, and a Vilna Tzurus Daf. It's on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says Mitpuches Hayadayim, hand towels. Mitpuches Hasfarim, towels or cloths used to cover Sifrei Torah. Or Mitpuches Hasfag, and towels meant to absorb water. That's what this literally means. And this is referring to a bath or shower towel that a person uses to dry themselves off after showering. And Bohem Mishim Kilayim, there's no issue of Kilayim with these. And that's because a person doesn't derive any benefit of Levisha or Ha'ala from them. However, a blazer Iser, a blazer Asers. And we're going to see in the Gemara why that is. The Mishnah concludes, Mitpuches Hasaparim, towels or cloths used by barbers to cover the person getting the haircut so the hair doesn't fall on them. Asuris Mishum Kalayim, they're Aser because of Kalayim, because this is draped over the person's shoulders, and this does bring about some benefit for the person. We now quote the Mishnah, Mitpuches Hayadayim V'chulu. And now the Gemara tells us, Taman Taninon, over there we learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah from Mesechas Kalim, Shalosh Mitpuches Hain. There's three different types of towels that all are in a different category in regards to Toma. Shalidayim, hand towels, Tamei Midras. They can become Tamei with Toma's Midras, which is a high level of Toma that a Zav makes something he sits or leans on, and this is limited to something normally sat or leaned on, as we're going to see soon. Vishal Sfarim, cloths used to wrap Sifrei Torah, Tamei Tamei Mace. They can become Tamei Toma's Mace. They are considered Kalim to some extent, which is why they become Tamei Toma's Mace. However, they cannot become Tamei Toma's Midras because they're not really used to lean or sit on. And Shaltachach Nivle B'nei Levi, those that are used to wrap or to cover the instruments of the Leviim, Tahir Miklum, they're tar from everything, meaning they can't become Tamei because they're not considered Kalim, they're just meant to cover the instruments. And we continue explaining this, first talking about Mitpuches Yadayim, hand towels, and Rabbah says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, the reason why they become Tamei, Tomas Midras, is B'nei Shu Noisal Kesis V'yashen Aleh, because sometimes a person will take a hand towel and put it on a mattress or a cushion and lean on it or sit on it, and since it's sat or leaned on, it can become Tamei, Tomas Midras. However, Rav Amarav says, B'nei Shu Noisal Tachas Atzila Yadav, is because he places it under the palms of his hand, sometimes he'll lean on a wood table that has a rough surface, and he doesn't want to get splinters, so he puts this hand towel down to protect his hand, and so it's something that's leaned on, and therefore it can become Tamei Tomas Midras. And clarifying this, Rav Amarav says, Aser, that these hand towels are Aser because of Kilayim, meaning if they have shatness in them, they're Aser to use, and Valacha Gedibri Aser, the Halacha is like the one that Asers, this is going back to the Mishnah, and this is Shitas Reb Elazar, who Asers hand towels in the Mishnah. The Gemara just asks, V'lamalei Amak Reb Elazar, why don't we just say that the Halacha is like Reb Elazar? Why are we saying the Halacha is like the one who Asers? That's Reb Elazar in our Mishnah. And the answer is Tanai Tani Mechalif, there are those that teach the other way around. That it's Reb Elazar in our Mishnah which matters these hand towels, and it's the Tanakama that asers them. Therefore, we just say, whoever asers it, the halacha is like him. The Gemara continues, Reb Yechanan Yav Mapa Almanoi. Reb Yechanan would take a hand towel that had shatness and place it on his clothing. Ask the Gemara of Eini Aser Mishum Kalayim, isn't it Aser because of Kalayim? He's placing it on himself, and that's an Isser of shatness. The Gemara answers, Delo Yinav Lemanoi. The only reason why he's putting it on his clothing is that they don't become dirty from food that he's eating or something like that, and he's not deriving any sort of warmth or physical benefit from these hand towels, and therefore there's no Esther of Kalayim. Another story, Amrav Zekon. Rav Zekon says, Yehiv l'Rav Avuna bi'asa b'mapa te'izba Kalayim. They gave Rav Avuna an egg inside a cloth that had Kalayim, that had shatness. V'hu lo makabel, and he didn't accept it. He didn't take it. And the question is, why not? It's not like he's wearing this hand towel on himself. It's just meant to protect him from this hot egg that was just cooked. And the answer is based off a mission that we're going to learn on the next daf. Al shalai ischavnu b'chama b'nei achama u'b'kshama b'nei gishamim. And this mission teaches that clothing peddlers who would often wear the clothing they were selling are allowed to wear it even if it's shatness, as long as they didn't have intention to get benefit from it during the summer, using it as protection from the heat, or in the winter as a protection from the cold. So clearly, using shatness as protection from heat is problematic, hence why he didn't take the egg in the cloth. The Gemara now continues explaining the Braisa, Mitpuches HaSfarim. Why is it that cloths used to wrap Sifrei Torah are considered kalim to the extent that they could become Tamei Tomas Meis? So Shmuel Bar Nachman says, B'shem Rabbi Yonasan, B'pnei Shu Aisa Aisan Kamein Tik, V'noisen Sefer Torah Asa Eleha. Because once he takes these cloths off the Sefer Torah, he'll make it into some sort of bag, meaning he'll fold it up and put the Sefer Torah on it, so he uses it as a kli of sorts, and therefore it could be makabel toma to some extent. Ayin chasam beis on top, Rav Ban, Rav Chiya bar Yosef say b'shem Rav, mipnei shu mechaim b'yadav. It's because he warms his hands with it. Namely, after he takes his cloth off the Sefer Torah, he'll wrap his hands in it to keep them warm. Now, based off that explanation, Amar Rav Ban bar Chiya Rav Ba, Rav Ban bar Chiya asked Rav Ba, the proper gears is to take out the next two words and be gairas v'lama inay asr mishum kalayim. So then, why is an asr because of kalayim? We have learned in our Mishnah that the Tanakama holds that Mitpuches HaSfarim are not Aser because of Kalayim, but over here we said that he wraps his hands in them after he takes them off of the Sefer Torah to keep his hands warm, so there should be an Aser of Kalayim with these. So Amalei, he answered him, Loi Ravhu, wasn't it Rav that said this? V'Rav Amar Aser. And Rav actually holds that these Mitpuches HaSfarim are Aser because of Shatness. darkness. And halacha k'divrei aser, we already said that halacha is like the one that asers. Now Rav Yonah l'Rav Ba, Rav Yonah asks Rav Ba, b'lama loy amr t'lei, why don't you tell him the following, take out the next word, and only be gares misalkasa. It's only when he removes it. In other words, these cloths are only used to warm the hands once they've been removed from the Sefer Torah, and then for sure there's an issue to do so because of shatness. Whereas the Mishnah was referring to when they're still wrapped around the Torah, there's no issue of carrying the Sefer Torah like that, even if the cloths happen to be warming his hands. So you should have differentiated like that. Now the answer to that is, because ilu amritale, if he would have said that, then the following response would have been forthcoming, b'loikach ein asura b'hanaya, even without this, isn't it asur b'hanaya? Meaning he would have been asked in response, how is a person allowed to take this cloth off the Sefer Torah and wrap his hands with it? That's using something that's meant for a Sefer Torah, and that's asur. And mahavle memerle, what would he have been able to respond to that question? That's Rav Ba gave a different answer. We continue explaining the Mishnah, mitpres asfag, the bath towels do have an isur of kalayim, according to Abulazar, and why is that? Because pa'amshu rayas rabbi masatev ba. Sometimes as he's drying himself, he's going to see his Rebbe, and he's going to wrap himself in the towel. Now that's considered levisha or ha'ala of the towel, and that's asur. Rav Ba says, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, balan rei nashim, asur misham kalayim, these garments or these sheets that are worn in the bathhouse by women, they have an isur of shatness because they're actually worn as some sort of clothing in the bathhouse. And in Tesamon Aleph on top, the Gemara says, he balan rei nashim, he balan rei anashim, with these types of sheets or clothing that's worn in the bathhouse, it doesn't make a difference if we're talking about ones that women wear or that men wear, they're both asur because again, they're worn. And now we just explain, mahu balan rei nashim, what exactly are these things? So Rabbanan de Kisarin Amrin, the Rabbanan of Kisaria say, antitia, it's a sort of piece of clothing or sheet that we've been talking about. And lastly, Gemara explains, mitpches hasfag, and really the proper girsa is not mitpches hasfag, rather mitpches hasaparin, which is this cloth used by barbers to catch the hair. And we had said, according to everybody in the Mishnah, there is a problem of shatness. However, now the Gemara clarifies, hadadatem rabim schavin l'shem malbush. This is only said if the wearer has intention to wear them. It's like a malbush. He's benefiting in some way, like regular clothing, from this towel wrapped around him. Avolm enum schavin l'shem malbush, but if he's not intending to wear it like a garment, and it's not benefiting him at all like that, he's simply trying to catch the hair from falling on him and on his clothing, like b'da, this was not said, meaning there is no issue of shatness with these cloths. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha, halacha gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.